Now, by administration of death, he's referring to the law. And notice how careful he is with the comparison to avoid giving any ammunition to the heretics, as he didn't say which causes death, but the administration of death. For it serves, but was not the origin of death. For that which caused death was sin, but the law brought about the punishment and revealed the sin, it didn't cause it. The law more clearly showed and punished the evil. It didn't lead to the evil, and it didn't serve the existence of sin or death, but to the suffering of consequences by the sinner. So in this way, it even destroyed sin. For the thing that shows it to be frightening, it's clear, also makes it to be avoided. Therefore, just as the one who wields the sword and executes the condemned serves the judge who passes sentence, and it is not he who causes his destruction, even though he executes him, neither is it the person who passes sentence and condemns, but the wickedness of the one being punished. So truly here too it is not the law that destroys, but sin. Sin both destroys and condemns, but the law by punishing undermines its power, by the fear of punishment holding it back. But he was not satisfied with this argument alone in order to establish the superiority in question, but he added another, saying, written and engraved on stones. See how he again cuts down the conceit of the Jews. The law was nothing more than letters. There was no divine aid emanating out of the letters, inspiring those in battle, as is the case in baptism, but rather pillars and writings carrying death to those who violated the letters. Can you see how, while correcting the Jewish contentiousness, even his choice of words diminishes its authority, referring to stone and letters and an administration of death, and adding that it was engraved? This statement could only mean one thing, that the law was fixed in one location. Not like the Spirit, present everywhere, breathing great power into all, or that the letters carry a lot of threats, permanent threats that can't be erased but remains forever, being engraved in stone, then even while seeming to praise the old ways, he again incorporates accusations against the Jews. Having said, written and engraved in stones, came with glory, he added, so that the children of Israel could not look intently at the face of Moses, which was evidence of their great weakness and lowly spirit. And yet again he does not say, because of the glory of the tablets, but because of the glory of his face, which glory was passing away. For he shows that the one carrying them is made glorious, not the tablets. For he did not say, because they could not look intently at the tablets, but the face of Moses. And again, not because of the glory of the tablets, but the glory of his face. Then after he had praised it, observe how he again downplays it, stating, which was passing away. However, this is not in condemnation, but in reduction. He did not say, which was decayed, which was wicked, but which ends and has a limit.